And we're back with another podcast series. This time, we're covering and summarising Tasha Urich's Insight. So, you're probably thinking, what's in it for me listening to this podcast series? How about finding yourself without trekking through the Himalayas? Self-awareness is a uniquely human quality, but it's something few of us truly have. And that's a shame, because it's an extremely useful tool in our personal and professional lives. Being familiar with our own feelings and being aware of how others see us is critical to successfully navigating social situations, both at home and at work. These following podcasts will teach you how to recognize damaging thoughts and behaviors in yourself and others. Step by step, you will learn how to deal with your emotions and how to request and receive feedback in order to make positive change. And it's not just about individual self-improvement. You'll realize that self-awareness is a group activity, which will help your entire team work better together. In the following podcasts, you'll find out what naming your child looks might say about your self-perception, how taking 5 minutes today can improve your entire day tomorrow, that if your partner doesn't pick up on your romantic cues now, they probably never will. So, let's get on to the first key principle from the book. Self-awareness is the ability to understand who we are and what others think of us, and it consists of 7 insights. Self-awareness is one of the more remarkable features that set humans apart from animals. Some 150,000 years ago, the brain of Homo sapiens developed in a way that led our ancestors to begin examining their own behavior, thoughts, and emotions. In this way, self-awareness was born. Self-awareness is defined as the ability to know oneself and be conscious of how others see us. Psychologists separate self-awareness into 2 categories, internal and external. Internal self-awareness is about knowing ourselves, being conscious of our likes and dislikes, our ambitions, our place in the environment, and our impact on other people. External self-awareness has to do with understanding how other people see us. It's about being able to look at ourselves from an outside perspective. Surprisingly, scientific research shows there's hardly any relationship between internal and external self-awareness. But research has found a relationship between a person's happiness and how self-aware they are. People who have both internal and external self-awareness are able to make better decisions, have stronger professional and personal relationships, are more successful and more creative. So, how do we develop self-awareness? To be fully self-aware requires 7 types of insight. The first of which involves insight into our values. Our values are the principles guiding how we live our lives. Examples of these include honesty, humility, and fairness. The second and third insights are our passions and aspirations, which are concerned with discovering the things we love doing and what our life goals are. It involves understanding which environment will make us happiest, keep us engaged, and enable us to thrive. Then come patterns, the consistent behaviors that make up our personality. We must understand how we think, feel, and act in various situations. The sixth insight refers to our reactions, the emotional and physical behaviors we exhibit in certain circumstances. For example, our ability to control our feelings under stress. And the final insight is impact, understanding how our own behaviors affects others. We'll be diving into more detail and explaining these insights in the following podcasts.